It's time to take back your health and live fully. Learn how to make choices that make a difference. You can. Let's do. This is Your Health, Your Choice with your hosts, Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson.
Hello, I'm Michelle Pearson, your host on today's show. In our last broadcast of Your Health, Your Choice, we continued our teaching on chemistry in our health, by venturing into one of the most powerful factors that influences your endocrine system, your neurochemicals, and your whole hormonal picture. We started discussing hormones, heartbreak, and your health. As we recently learned in our testing pH, our feelings, emotional, and spiritual heart have as much to do, or more, with the physical environment of the body as the natural physical factors do, like what you eat and drink, how you exercise, sleep, breathe, and those type of factors. If you listened in last week, I mentioned that I personally believe that these natural factors only influence or comprise about 33% of the influence toward health or disease on our body. That remaining 67%, more or less, influences the body for health or disease, that comes from the soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, and the spirit, whether or not we've been redeemed and renewed in our mind to that redemption. I want to talk more today on the effects of heartbreaks and our hormones, both immediate and long term. But if you missed the various trainings and broadcasts that we've done over the past 6 weeks or so, I encourage you, go to our website, thepictureofhealth.com/blog, and get caught up. Here's what we know from science, from the Word of God, and more than 35 years of clinical healthcare experience. In almost every adult case, excess body fat has more to do with chemistry than calories. Weight gain, illness, and disease, these are all the result of a series of chemical reactions and counteractions in the body that are triggered by three core issues. The three primary causes of disease and dysfunction are trauma, toxicity, and insufficiency. And you know, all of these produce certain stress factors and cause that cascade of the responding hormones. Health comes as a result of and a response to our working with the Holy Spirit, with the design of our fearfully, wonderfully made body, and in agreement with the Word of God. Hormonal balance and regular hormonal cycles in men and women are a part of that divine design. As I said last week, many of us are overdue to hit the reset button on that endocrine system, our hormone system. Your first step is to plug into the blogs and the audios that we've already done on the endocrine system, and we've done those over the past several weeks, so there's several things that are available to help you. Your second step will be this. Be on that free Joshua Group's monthly wellness webinar this month. Take in one full hour of professional, clinical level continuing education on your hormonal system. But the bottom line is, the information, the education, and the revelation is available to help you help your own hormonal system. If you'll just make these steps, plug in to the blogs and audios that we've done on the endocrine system these past several weeks. Sign up for that free 50 seats. There's 50 free seats each month to the Joshua Group's monthly wellness webinar. That's a full hour of help for you. This month on that call, you can learn about what we call the Picture of Health Circuit Breaker 21-Day Plan. With God's help, Dr. Ray and I have strategically planned the circuit breaker to provide a blueprint for a complete chemical reset. This is to initiate a rapid hormonal transition and transformation in you, in me, taking us from disease and dysfunction to complete health, spirit, soul, and body. I shared last week, I kind of let some things slide when I was given my all to be a caregiver for various family members over the last 5 years. And in doing so, I started experiencing the repercussions of dysfunction of the hormone system. All of us are vulnerable to that if we're not diligent and faithful to walk in the light we know. So I'm tightening things up, both literally and figuratively. I'm hitting the reset button, spirit, soul, and body. You know, I'm training for Pikes Peak in just about 2.5 months. And in this training, the Lord made me aware that there were some other things I was letting slide or not being as diligent to the light I have. So I've been listening to His voice and heeding it. And I want to share those things with you because I know so many of you have shared with me personally and privately and in inbox messages and even on my Facebook page. Help me with my hormones, men and women alike. This is our opportunity. The Picture of Health Circuit Breaker 21-Day Plan is designed strategically to step in and help us in the same way a circuit breaker prevents overloads in a building's electrical system. And you know like I do, the older a building or a house is, they often need to be rewired after a period of time and after years of use and abuse. Well, let's get rewired and refired this spring. So I'm inviting you to spring forward with me. I'm now in my second half century. I'm going to flip the switch, and you can too. Flip the switch, reset your circuit breaker, and revive and rejuvenate your life, spirit, soul, and body. To get more information, go to thepictureofhealth.com and be on that Joshua Group's wellness webinar this month. 1 full hour, and then we're going to take your questions and give you some answers about that circuit breaker plan. Now, I want to pick up where we left off last week. We said that you can start your healing process by choosing to forgive offenses, grief, sorrow, and those heartbreaks that damage our hormones. It's not a feeling, forgiveness is not. It's a choice, and it's your health and your choice. You can make that choice in one instant. You know, we can choose to forgive it and put it under the blood of Christ and in love any instant we choose. You can choose right now in one instance. There are many things in life that we cannot choose. We don't choose them. We don't want them. We don't ask for them. But there are things in life that we can. I was talking with a good friend this week over the stresses that our family has been through in the last 5 to 7 years, the tests, the trials, and the tragedies. And I said, you know, I have to, for my own health, in order to keep serving God and serving and loving people, and to keep being a caregiver for the people in my family who need me, I have to make the choice every single day to get up and think on what I do know, I do have, and I can change. Yes, when you're faced with tragedies, tests, trials, it is tempting to think on what you don't know, what you don't have, what you can't change. And why? Yes, it's tempting, but temptation is not sin. You know, we can experience things without yielding to the temptation to let them consume us. What consumes you today is a seed that will consume you completely in the years to come as harvest. We must make that choice for health day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, by understanding that for the child of God, the one who has received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and been redeemed, been made new, we have to choose to receive that newness by faith through grace, or by grace through faith, every day. We have to activate it. We have to activate it. And faith works by love. If we are not in love on any circumstance, any situation, any person, place, or happening in our life, we cannot be in faith. And it's not just on that one issue. You can't be in faith on everything but that. Because, like I often say, 1 ounce of poo in the brownies, or the pie if you've seen the movie The Help, 1 ounce of poo ruins the whole batch. When we choose to refuse to forgive in one area, it allows access to illness, disease, and every part of the curse into our life. We cannot tithe and be in unforgiveness and say the devourer is rebuked for my sake, because we're not operating in tithing by faith. We cannot feed ourselves healthy and eat and drink and sleep and breathe all the healthy things and be in unforgiveness or be in grief or sorrow or bitterness or fear and expect that faith will work. Everything we receive from God is by faith. It's not our works that do it, but faith itself works by love, and love is counteracted by unforgiveness, grief, doubt, unbelief, bitterness, and fear. Those things corrupt our faith and cause it to be ineffectual in our lives. It's up to us to make the choice and then make it again every day. But you and I can do this with God's empowerment. He keeps us moment by moment. When, this is the biggie, when we allow Him to do so. But understand this, when we walk outside the path of His domain, when we choose to harbor grief, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, fear, we do it. When we intentionally, adamantly choose not to forgive a person or a circumstance, an event in life, when we choose not to forgive that and choose to walk instead in love, when we don't forgive it, we choose to remain outside the blessing and His protection. He loves us. It grieves the Holy Spirit that we would do that. But He allows us our choice. Let me quickly review what happens in the physical body when we make one or more choices like that, intentionally indulging our feelings. And this is important. We're going through this in depth in the Joshua Group's wellness webinars every month for the next few months, how the hormones respond to our choices. But I want to give you a snapshot today of heartbreak and hormones and how it affects your health in the long-term harvest. Heartbreak, hormones, and how it affects your health in the long-term harvest. So how do emotions affect your internal health markers? You know, 1 minute of anger can suppress your physical immune system for 4 hours. When you sleep on that just one night, 8 hours, that has allowed by your choice, your health, you allowed by your choice for that overwhelming emotion of anger, bitterness, fear, to rob your system of its resources. You spent your resources on that instead of healing. And when you do that for 8 hours, one night, that suppresses that immune system by robbing your vitamins and minerals and essential fats and essential hormones, robbing them of the resources they need to produce perfection in the body for 4 months. Let me relate that to food. When we consume a supersized fry fried out at a fast food restaurant in junk oils, trans fats, that blocks our good fats up to 50% still 4 months out. It still has 50% blockage. So you can take all the good krill and fish oils and minerals and things and waste it making one choice. Well, you know, I have found as I get older, I need those good fats to counteract the body's inflammatory response to life, that aging process. I purposely, by faith and action, working by love, I purposely counteract the aging process in my body by consuming my nutrition and my good fats and my minerals and the proper vitamins that go with those minerals and good fats. But if I make choices that are not in agreement with the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the design of my body, I counteract that productivity and that purposeful choice of good things. I've decided I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to be diligent with the light I have and choose life for this body, that it may serve me as I serve Him by serving you, long, satisfying life. But that comes back to our emotional choices as well. They impact the physical body. An emotional choice today is a seed that will produce a harvest long into your future. Let's say 25 years ago, perhaps your spouse died, and you never quite dealt effectively with that. Maybe you buried that emotion, the grief, the guilt, or whatever it was. Maybe you've buried it or carried it all these years. That seed of not forgiving that event, of not bringing that under the love of God and letting Him comfort and heal you. If you carry it or He carries it, okay? Either you carry it or He carries it. Either He bore it on the cross for you as you, or you're bearing it. Burying it or bearing it. It will have a harvest far into your future. That one seed planted of deciding to be in disobedience with the Word of God by not accepting the comfort and redemption that's available by the blood of Christ. By not accepting that, that was a seed that 25 years in the future can produce a harvest in this order. Adrenaline and cortisol levels were raised because of the stress, that grief or that anger, whatever the situation was. Maybe it was a divorce. You had grief, guilt, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness. Maybe it was a death of a loved one. Could have been a job loss or someone stole from you. 21 years ago, Dr. Ray and I had an employee that stole from us, a software company, and we went to court and we were vindicated in court, but that didn't replace the customers or the income or the reputation that programmer stole from us. We had a choice then. Forgive it, put it under the blood, and walk in love from there on out about that situation, or reap the harvest now. Stress hormones were put out at that time, cortisol, adrenaline. If the right actions are not taken in accordance with the Word of God to forgive, this is the series of events hormonally that happen from those type of heartbreaks, job loss, loss of a loved one, marriage loss, financial loss, any one of those things. What happens in the body is that the insulin level rises because you begin to eat and drink things under stress that you normally might not put in. Sodas, alcohol. Some people choose drugs. Some people use carbohydrates as their drug, and then later liquid sugar like the sodas or the alcohol. Things that are socially acceptable and things that are not. But the insulin levels rise. The adrenaline and cortisol stress hormone levels rise. When these levels are persistently and consistently elevated, this affects your estrogen and testosterone and your progesterone because they're a backup system to that cortisol and adrenaline and insulin. It elevates your homocysteine levels in the body, and homocysteine damages your endothelial and epithelial tissues. And that in turn, now listen to this, that decision over those events in your life every day that you kept it buried or carried. It elevated the homocysteine levels. It damages your endothelial and epithelial tissues, which are in the kidneys, in the heart, in the lungs, in the brain, in the skin. It damages veins, vessels, and arteries. It damages the kidneys. It affects the reproductive organs. It causes B vitamin deficiencies. You're no longer able to absorb the B vitamins, and that compounds the problem. That leads to addictions. It leads to heart disease. It leads to reproductive dysfunction. It leads to miscarriages and inability to conceive. It leads to kidney disease. And eventually, that same event over the course of those 25 years goes from one event to all of these diseases, ending in the epidemic of Alzheimer's and dementia in our country and worldwide. It is a cascade of hormones that have gone into havoc because of heartbreak. All of those things are connected. The same young lady who has PMS or PMDD and polycystic ovary syndrome as a child or as a teenager in puberty and then into young adulthood, who may have miscarriages into the childbearing years or difficult periods, and then in the middle ages, heart disease and difficulties with congestive heart failure or memory problems, later into kidney disease, and then finally into Alzheimer's or dementia. This tissue that's affected is all over the body. Some of the lighter signs of heartbreak that's affecting your hormones and leading you out of health into disease, the lighter signs may be emotional instability, depression, bipolar, hair loss. I know I mentioned last week, for the first time in my life, last fall, I began losing my hair. And I've always had, if you know me or seen my pictures, I've always had thick, beautiful, curly hair, healthy hair. And it began coming out by the clumpfuls in the shower. And I knew at that moment I had made choices along the way that had allowed that access to my body. Now, I can justify the choices, or I can simply humble myself before God and say, "My Lord and my God, I see the consequences of my choices. I repent for making choices against the light that I have, and I ask you to help me. Let your healing power begin to work in me, and I receive all wisdom from you on how to repent, reverse, restore, and recover all. That's the only right I care about." You know, a mentor of mine, Dr. Clarice Fluitt, says, "You can be sincere and be sincerely wrong." I was sincerely serving in love these 3, 4, 5 people in my life over the last 5 to 7 years when they needed a 24/7 effort from me. But I could have made choices within that to remain in his protection. And I became less diligent with my own health as I was diligent in serving them in theirs. We can do both. We can remain strong in the call if we're doing the call like he tells us to. If the call is costing us physically, we're not listening to the light of revelation he has for us. Because he always increases us and adds no sorrow to it. That's really what I wanted to cover tonight. What happens to your hormones during and after heartbreaks? And did you know that when we indulge ourselves in prolonged heartbreak, fear, anger, grief, those memories can actually steal your memory, leading to Alzheimer's and dementia? Buried and carried memories of negative events will bury your memory. That is the harvest down the road long term. Make the choice now that you will not have that. You will not take that. This is the scripture I gave you last week from Psalm 103:5 in the Voice translation. When your soul is famished and withering, God fills you with good and beautiful things, satisfying you as long as you live. He makes you strong like an eagle, and He restores your youth. Beloved listeners, that's what the truth is. It must be your choice. It must be my choice to act on the command to forgive. All the time that you do not, you are choosing to allow sickness, disease, destruction, access to your body, which may be reaped in devastation many years down the road. It will happen. You are choosing consequences when you do that. He gives you the choice to choose life or death moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. Stay on the right path, the path of God, with your choices. Every choice is a seed. Make the choice to change your mind, to change your harvest. Choose life. There is life in the Word of God. There is life in agreeing with and obedience to the Word of God every time. Thanks for spending this time with me today. I'm Michelle Pearson with Dr. Ray Pearson for thepictureofhealth.com. Join me right here for more of Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and I every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central. And I encourage you this: live fully in complete health today.
You've been listening to Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson. Don't forget, you can get the show notes for this and every broadcast at thepictureofhealth.com. If you have enjoyed and benefited from today's broadcast, please share it with someone else. One choice, one act of courage and kindness on your part can make a difference in someone else's life today. Join us every week for Your Health, Your Choice with Dr. Ray and Michelle Pearson, presented by thepictureofhealth.com. We will see you on the mountaintops, or from them if you snooze, because champions live differently, and your choices make that difference.